From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project. We are news. We are information to keep you going through your day. I am Rachel Martin.
As for all you downloaders out there keeping it going through the day, for all you people listening in real time, good morning to you. I'm Allison Stewart. It is January 15th, 2008.
And you're going on a road trip. No, you're not going on a road trip. You're probably getting on an airplane.
I'm getting on an airplane. There will be some road involved as we head to the Sundance Film Festival. We're heading our first big field trip, the Bryant Park Project. It's exciting.
It's very exciting. You know, I was born in the state of Utah.
Were you really?
I was. All right. And it's a lovely place. Good people there. Good movies. Yeah. Hopefully you'll see some good stuff.
Big thanks to the folks at KCPW in Salt Lake. They are our host station. We'll actually be doing the show live from there Monday and Friday. I think those are the two, Friday and Monday, I should say. And all throughout the weekend, we're going to be seeing movies and catching up with directors and festival goers and the poor people in Park City, Utah, which I know you were out there recently, and they're not so crazy
about when all these people descend on their town. The guy who drove my shuttle from the Salt Lake City airport to Park City, I was just there for a vacation a couple weeks ago, and he's like, oh yeah, the festival's coming, and there's no parking, and just this little town is too small anymore.
It's also very snowy and 12 degrees in Park City. Jacob, our director, is going. He's also a fantastic producer. Have you bought your boots yet?
I have boots.
You have boots.
They have fur.
You have to have furry boots, and you have to get one of those hats that has fur on the, you know, Daniel Boone hats that everyone has.
I'm not getting a furry hat.
You're not getting a furry hat. Then you're just not going to look cool.
Well, he'll look fabulous,
Jacob.
Either way. Hey, coming up on our show, we are going to follow a story. It's been in the headlines quite a bit. A W amputee with prosthetics has been denied a spot to compete in the Olympics. Amby Burfoot from Runner's World will get him on the line to discuss it.
We also will chat with a fellow who's posting his grandfather's letters from World War I on a blog. And he's doing it 90 years to the day. Stay tuned for that.
And there was this close call between U.S. Navy ships and these Iranian boats. It happened in the Strait of Hormuz, which obviously there's a lot of oil trafficking there. So that's a big deal. A lot of rhetoric was turned up. It may have been the work. The audio that you've been hearing may have been the result of a rogue radio operator. That's one of the operating theories out there, so we'll dig into that.
Very high-level prank.
Yeah, a little more deeply. We'll go to Celeste Headley for today's headlines in just a minute, but first, here is the BPP's big story.
MySpace sets a new safety standard. Following pressure from law enforcement and parents around the country, MySpace says it will attempt to protect younger users from online sexual predators and cyberbullies.
MySpace will create a task force of industry and professionals to improve the safety of its 110 million worldwide active users, and it will invite other social networking sites to participate. And the site has already begun reviewing all the images on MySpace and deleting those deemed pornographic. Here's the company's chief security officer, Hemu Nigam.
Over the last 2 years, we have implemented over 100 different safety features, designs, and programs across our company. And that's a tremendous step forward. But what we're doing here is actually now taking those steps and saying it's time to go to the next level.
The agreement between MySpace and 49 state attorneys general was announced yesterday. Here's North Carolina's AG Roy Cooper.
We believe that the fastest way to implement this technology is to do it in a cooperative effort.
Under the agreement, profiles for users under 16 will not be available to strangers. People over 18 won't be able to add anyone under 16 as a friend of theirs unless they have their last name or their email address. Parents will also be able to prevent their kids from setting up profiles altogether.
You heard us say 49 states were on board. The only state not joining is Texas. Their AG, Greg Abbott, cited the lack of age verification system in the agreement. The experts say that issue, being able to determine how old a MySpace user is, that will be one of the toughest issues this new task force will have to tackle.
Perry Aftab, executive director of WiredSafety.org, a children's internet safety group, says, quote, there's no system that will work for age verification without putting kids at risk, end quote. Aftab, an attorney, believes the agreement is a good first step, but could have unforeseen consequences, and explains, quote, age verification requires that you have a database of kids, and if you do, that database is available to hackers and anyone who can get into it.
She estimates 20% of teens have met someone online that they have never met in person. Just yesterday, prosecutors in New York City announced that two girls younger than 15 were lured via MySpace to the home of a couple who allegedly gave them alcohol, engaged them in sex acts, and then took them to a strip club where the girls allegedly danced on stage.
The attorneys general who came to the agreement with MySpace said they're pleased with it. Lawsuits against the company remain possible, though.
That's the BPP's big story. Now we're pleased to welcome Celeste Headlee. She has even more news.